that here, Yari and Benny. Let me hear you say it loud and clear. That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel. Amen.
Who is the one fellow that he will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God and the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
We want to give you all glory and honor because we have yet another opportunity to praise you.
And
we shall praise you tonight. Your name shall be glorified tonight. The world will hear about it and they will join us in praising you. Thank you, Almighty God. Glory be to your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Psalm 67, 5-7. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. I've told you before that there are miracles and there are miracles. There are miracles that cause amazement.
Ah,
Amazement to an individual. Amazement to a congregation. Amazement to a city. Amazement to a nation. And even amazement to the world. So what I'm going to spend little time to do is, what do I do to provoke a miracle that will amaze me as an individual? In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 9, Luke 5, verse 1 to 9, a miracle happened in the life of Peter that caused him an amazement. A man who fished all night and caught nothing threw one net and caught so much fish that his boat was full, the boat of his partner was full, and the two boats were beginning to sink. The Bible said he was amazed because he moved from total failure to total success in a very short period of time. What was it that Peter did that provoked this miracle that amazed him? Number one, he surrendered the boat, his boat, to God. The most precious thing in his life, he surrendered it. So if I want a miracle that will amaze me, I must surrender the most precious thing in my life to God. In Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18. Genesis 22, verse 1 to 18. Abraham surrendered the most precious thing in his life.
Abraham, Isaac.
Isaac. To God. The result? The Almighty God swore. The only one who didn't need to swear. Swore. He said, by myself I have sworn. Because there's nobody greater than me to swear by. He said, I will bless you. I will multiply you. The Almighty God said to Abraham, because Abraham gave him the most precious thing in his life. He said, my blessing for you and your family will never be reversed. That is an amazing miracle to Abraham. As you surrender the most precious thing in your life to God, get ready for an amazing miracle. Number two is that you must take God at his word. Peter said, at thy word. I know what you are saying doesn't make sense. But because your word says so, that's all that matters to me. When I joined the Redeemed Christian Church of God, one of the things that God used to tie me down is that every time my father in the Lord spoke, it says, it is the Bible we hold on to. As a mathematician, I know we have our textbooks. As a Christian, the Bible is our textbook. And in all my journey, anytime the devil tries to tell me something that contradicts the Bible, I ignore him. When my wife became pregnant, after three cesarean operations, and by that time we had taken Jesus as our doctor, and some of my doctor friends were telling me that if you don't allow us to operate to bring out the baby, your wife is going to bleed to
death.
My answer was, it is not written in the Bible. What is written in the Bible is that God who brings to conception we bring to delivery. What is written in my Bible is that with God nothing shall be impossible. What is written in my Bible is Christ in me, the hope of glory, not the hope of shame. And that's why I'm saying to somebody here today, it is written, your tomorrow will be all right. Take him at his word. And then number three, just obey. Peter said, you said so, I will do it. The word of God says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19. Isaiah 1 verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you will the good of the land. Whether the devil likes it or not, the good of this land, of Nigeria, and of wherever country you are, where you are listening now, the good of this land belongs to us. If it is in the hand of the wrong fellow, power will change hands. I didn't hear you say amen. What do I do so that I will get a miracle that will amaze my congregation? What do I do so that when I want to share my testimony, the old church will stand up and cheer? What do I do so that when I get my miracle and I begin to share my testimony, people will open their mouth and they won't be able to close it? In Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 11, Acts 3, verse 1 to 11, when the lame man before the beautiful gate suddenly got up, walking, leaping, praising God. The entire congregation in the church. The Bible said they were amazed. So what do I do so that I will get a miracle that will amaze my congregation? Number one, look unto him, the Almighty God, for help. The lame man looked unto Peter and John. But we have somebody greater than Peter and John to look unto. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord. Not my help cometh from heaven. It comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Look unto him. Don't look unto man. Man will disappoint you, but God will never. What do I do so that I get a miracle that will amaze my congregation? Number two. Thank you, Father. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. He said, I will change that account that is in the red to black.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, because you had praised me, I will stand between you and those who are trying to attack you. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, the pain inside your head is already gone. I knew God would speak to us tonight because it is coming so fast now. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, I will roll away the black cloud so that your sun can shine again.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord. Daddy says there's someone here tonight. He said, because you have found it difficult to swallow. Doctors have queried a growth in your throat. The Lord asked me to tell you he has taken it away. Number two, what do I do so I can get a miracle that will amaze my congregation? Be addicted to praising God. When you read Acts chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, Acts 3, verse 8 to 10, in just those three verses, it is recorded that the lame man was not just walking and leaping, he was praising God. And they repeated praising God two times. It means this lame man, deep inside of him, because I've been crying silently to God. Say, oh God, look at these people. They have legs. They can dance. They are free. They can praise you. They have food to eat. They don't know how to say thank you. God, if only you give me legs. God, if only you set me free. God, if only you put an end to my poverty. I will show these people how to praise
you.
When the day came, and suddenly he found himself with his legs strong, knowing that he would never beg again. 2 times, immediately, he repeated, he was praising God. And look at us. We are free. We can go anywhere we want. We are not in prison. We are not in asylum. We are not in hospital. When we ask you to praise him, it becomes very difficult. Do I hear somebody shout hallelujah tonight?
You're watching Redemption Way. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. You're watching Redemption Way.
That I get a miracle that will amaze my town, so that everybody in the town who will hear about it will be amazed. In the example of Mark chapter 5, verse 1 to 15. Mark 5, verse 1 to 15. The Bible tells us the story of the madman of Gadara. He got delivered, and the whole town was amazed. So what did he do that caused him to get that miracle that amazed the whole town? Number one, he worshipped Jesus. If you want a miracle that will amaze your whole town, you must be addicted to worship. Number two, you must be willing to be free. There are some people that God wants to free, and they don't want to be free. Oh, you say, no, that's not possible, but I know it is true. I have met people who are sick who said they don't want to be healed. I have known of somebody, a very important person, who came to me and said, I need prayers. I said, what for? He said he was going for an operation. And he wanted me to pray that the operation will be successful. I said, why don't we pray that there be no need for an operation? He said, you're a young boy, you don't understand. You pray that God will guide the hands of the doctors. He said, don't worry, the money is there. I could almost say, thank God for those who don't have the money to spend for doctors. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every one of you who need an operation, may the Almighty God do it himself. Some people don't want to be free from poverty. I've heard somebody say, just ask God to provide so that I get money to pay for transportation. Why don't we pray that God will provide you with your own car? He said there are all kinds of problems for all those who have cars. They have to buy petrol. They have to take care of mechanics. And then there are robbers. All the people. If there's a spirit of poverty that is trying to hold you down, I rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. You must be willing to be free. And then number three, you must be willing to serve God. Because when that madman was set free, and he came to Jesus Christ, I said, I will follow you everywhere. Jesus said unto him, go and witness to your own people. Become an evangelist for me. That's in Mark chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. What do I do so that I get a miracle that will amaze my nation? A miracle that the whole nation will hear about. And they'll be amazed. In the example in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36 to 39. 1 Kings 18, 36 to 39. In the case of Elijah on Mount Carmel, who prayed and fire fell from heaven, and the whole nation fell on his face and said, your God is the Lord. Now what was it that Elijah did that got him an amazing miracle that amazed the whole nation? What must I do so I get a miracle that will amaze my nation? Number one, you must repair the altar of your heart. You must repair that altar called your heart. Proverbs 15 verse 8. Proverbs 15 verse 8 says the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to God. If your heart is not pure, if there is bitterness against your fellow man in your heart, if there is unforgiveness in your heart, if your heart is full of evil thoughts, if your heart is full of immoral thoughts, repair that altar tonight. Number two, if you want the fire of God to fall when you pray, so that a whole nation will become amazed, make sure that the altar of God is never empty. I've told you before, in all the seven cases in the Bible, when fire fell from heaven, it did not fall on an empty altar. There's always something on the altar of God for the fire of God to come down and consume. And of course, the best thing you can place on the altar of God is yourself as a living sacrifice. Number three, if you want a miracle that will amaze your nation, you must learn to eulogize God continually. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, oh, thank you, Father. Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, that which is causing your body to overheat is already gone. Thank you, Father. The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, that which has not allowed you to enjoy your life will soon be over.
Amen.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, very soon, you will dance for hours and you just keep on rejoicing. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, listen to what Elijah said. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of
Jacob.
He was eulogizing God. Learn to do the same. Most of the time, we just keep on asking God for things. Don't think that we are just doing it for doing sake. When you hear us saying to him, you are greater than the greatest, we know what we mean by that. When we say you are higher than the highest, we are telling him, president may come, president may go, you remain the same. When we say you are richer than the richest, we are saying to him, our prosperity does not depend on any man. When we say you are stronger than the strongest, we are saying, let all the forces of earth gather against us. As long as you are with us, we will be more than conquerors. When we say you are wiser than the wisest, we are saying to him, there is nothing the enemy can try. We will be a step ahead of the enemy all the time. When we eulogize him, it feels like, let me stand up and do something for this boy. My time is almost over because there are still other things to do. But those of you who know me very well, you have heard me tell how my mother always got my school fees. Even though my father was very poor, because she kept on telling him, you are the son of so and so. You are the son of so and so. When your father went to war, he killed so many. He brought so many slaves. When your father threw a party, he fed the town, he fed the civilian, he fed the military. When your father did it, my father will begin to swear. When you begin to eulogize the Almighty God, even ordinary people listening to you, their head begins to swear because you are praising the Almighty God. How much more when you are eulogizing the King of Kings himself? But where we are really going is, what do I do so that I get a miracle that will amaze the whole world? Do you know it is still possible for you that before long the whole world will hear about you? I thought you would say amen to that. Do you know that when the world talk about certain people, I always wonder why some of us just pay attention to these people and we don't look at ourselves? Obama became president of America.
Obama, America.
So, 3 years ago, some people believed that can never happen. It has happened. He was born by a woman. His father is not an angel. When we talk about Bill Gates, one of the richest men in the world, he's a human being. He has a mother, a human mother, a human father. When we talk about Billy Graham, that great evangelist, he had a human mother, a human father, and so on and so forth. Now, if God can do it for them, why can he not do it for you? Some of you don't even believe that God can lift you up to such an extent that people will begin to say, how can this be? Where does he come from? Who is his father? Who is his mother? And I'm here to prophesy to you. I thank God for what one of my sons said. There is a power in prophecy. And I'm prophesying to you today, before you die, the world will hear about you. I know some of you will say, I wish I had that one some 10 years ago. But now I'm old. Moses was 80. When the Almighty God began his amazing miracle. As long as you are still breathing, it's not too late for you. And I'm saying it one more time. In that name that's above every other name, one day, very soon, you will become an amazement to the whole world. What do I do? So that I can get a miracle that will turn me into an amazement to the world. That's the text we read to you. That's in Psalm 67, verse 5 to 7. So let the whole earth praise you. And I'm one of the whole earth. I can make up my mind that if nobody else is going to praise him, I will praise him. In one of my children quoted Psalm 34, verse 1. He said, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. In other words, I don't care what others do. My own is a settled matter. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. We had a minister's conference somewhere about 2 weeks ago. Ministers from all denominations. And they asked me to speak. After I finished speaking, it was question time. And I said I will answer 3 questions. The first question was deeply theological. I answered to the best of my ability. Second one was even deeper. And the third one, great minister of God got up and said, Pastor Adeboye, tell us, why is it that wherever you go with a tambourine? I said, thank you for asking. It's not a talisman. It is to say to God, anywhere I have the opportunity, I'm ready to pray. I'm ready to dance. I'm ready to sing. And I don't care who knows. I don't care who knows. Let the devil know. Here is somebody who will never become too big to praise God. Is there anybody like that here at you today? Let me hear you shout hallelujah to the Most High God. How do I get a miracle that will amaze the world? Praise him individually. Number two, as much as possible, get other people to praise him with you. Psalm 34, verse 3. Psalm 34, verse 3. David said, magnify the Lord with me.
He had already said in verse 1, I will praise the Lord. And he said, what are you looking at? Join me. Let's do it together. Because the text we read, he said, let the whole earth praise you. Let all the people, tell your neighbor, please praise the Lord with me. Praise the Lord with me. And then number 3, praise him in one accord. I thank God that he chose the month of June as the month when we will be praising him. I thank him because some days ago, as I was reviewing the prophecy for this year, and I see how they were all happening with terrifying rapidity, I came across the one that says, that the second half of this year will be far better than the first half. And I dance alone in my room. Because July is coming. June will soon end. The second half is on the way. And my God never lies. The one who says that there will be a lot of earthquakes and tremendous problems nature-wise. And they're already happening. He's also the one who said the second half of this year will be far better than the first half. Hallelujah to the Almighty God. And then he whispered to me, he said, because in June, my children will praise me. And amazing miracles will begin. How many of you will join hands with me tonight to praise God in one accord? How many of you will just say, let's just praise him? We have asked so many things in the past. We have asked, why don't we just praise him for a change? How many of you will join me in praising him tonight? Wave your hand and shout hallelujah. Before we begin to praise him, those of you who have not yet given your life to Jesus Christ, come and surrender your life to him. The first thing you should give him is your life. It is only then that your praise will be meaningful to him. As long as you are not yet born again, you are in the camp of Satan. And in the camp of Satan, they don't praise God there. And if they say they are praising God, they are just wasting their time. You cannot remain in sin and say you want to praise God. If you really want to praise him, give your life to him first. Say bye-bye to a life of sin.
Let him become your Savior. Let him become your Lord. Then your sacrifice of praise will become acceptable to him. So if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, before I count 10, come and stand before me here, and I will pray for your salvation, and then we can praise God together. So if you want to come, begin to come now. One. Now if you are clapping for Jesus, you should do it very well. It's not begging you to clap, but because your hands are still there. Oh, there's nothing like salvation. There's a joy that comes to those who have been born again that sinners can never have. The Bible calls it the joy of salvation. Six, it is because you fear the Lord that you want to surrender your life to him. So keep coming now, hurry up. I thought that we used to be ecstatic when we see souls being saved. I thought we used to clap. We used to rejoice when we see souls coming into the kingdom. Let us praise him. Let's put our hands together. Now those of us who are already in front, let's begin to talk to the Almighty and ask God to be merciful unto you. Ask him to forgive all your sins. Ask him to wipe away your sins today with his blood. And ask him to become your Lord and your Savior. Talk to him today. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and pray for them, that the one who saved our souls will save their souls also. Pray for them, brethren. And those of you who are still on the way, keep coming. Make sure you get here before I finish praying. Cry to him. Say, save my soul, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we bless your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, Ancient of days, the unchangeable Lord, the I am that I am, the Holy One of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, we worship you. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. We thank you for bringing forward these your children. Every one of them, save their souls, O Lord. Your blood that cleanses from all sins, let it cleanse them from all their sins and write their names in the book of life, so that from today onward they be children of the living God. Be their Lord, be their Savior, and give them the grace to serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Thank you.
them for a life-changing experience in worship. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.